This is Starting Where It Began, a Star Wars Clone Wars era Star Wars Legends fanfic written by Mirfully and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for introspection, remix. This story was written as a remix of the podfic Justice, based off the story Justice by Carmarthen. Podfic was recorded by myself. Check it out. It's pretty great. For the Remix-a-Pod 2019 challenge. Boba sat down on the planet and let the air cycle into the ship. It smelled of manure and plants and beasts. It was as unlike the dust and dirt of Geonosis, where his memories landed far too often, as it could be. It certainly had none of the wet and rust and fish of his earliest years, where the rest of his memories were dwelling now. My family was killed. This was where the man that bore a name hearkening back to the lifestyle even now used on Conquered Dawn had been shaped into a killer. This was where Jango had found himself living by blaster, and deciding he would be the best with that blaster, all because of a civil war between the true Mandalorians and the Death Watch. This was where Jango had become heir to the title of Mandalore, when he was adopted by the leader of the true Mandalorians in the aftermath of losing his birth family. There might come a time in Boba's life when he was not driven in all he did and was by the memories of his father. He didn't think of it quite that way, but he still got angry to think of picking up his father's helmet, the smell and sounds of death all around him on the sands. He had not found justice yet. It wasn't for lack of trying. Following the advice of Ara Sing had gotten him one shot at that, but the plan had not paid off. He had not been the one to end the life of his father's killer. They said that one had died with the fall of the Republic, and Boba at least found that fitting, if unsatisfying on a personal level. Boba took a moment to check his armor and weapons, then stood from the pilot seat and walked back to the gangplank. He locked the ship down, then scanned the spot he'd come down in. He'd made certain he had enough fuel to move on his own, to avoid the major spaceport. This was little more than a set of launch pads, convenient to the small city that was, apparently, a place for trading livestock and crops. Slave One would stand out here. But at the same time, whoever talked to the farmers? He was just looking to find some new thrust for himself, a way to move forward as the Galactic Empire ate away at the dying remnants of an ancient religion and swallowed systems in passing. Eventually, they might come to the mess that was the remnants of the former Mandalorian glory. But for now, Boba could think in this place where his father had been shaped. I used to climb trees when I was your age. The words whispered through Boba's mind as he wandered under the oddly scented trees with their volatile oils. It heard that setting fire to a grove of them resulted in exploding trees, which might be useful someday if he needed a distraction. For now, he just tried to imagine his father, ruthless and skilled bounty hunter, in one of the trees with twisting limbs. It was as hard to believe as things like Jango having had a sister, a father, a mother. The closest to something other than Boba that Jango had had in the way of family had been Zam Wessel. From this side of adulthood, Boba was pretty certain they had been lovers, as they had been partners, before she failed Jango, botching a mission. Jango had only said she'd been killed on Coruscant. Ara Sing had told him that from things she'd learned, Jango had been the one to kill her. Bobo wasn't certain if he still believed Otta, but he'd made himself believe it was mercy as much as practicality. None of them would ever have wanted to be in a cage. He'd learned that after trying to kill Windu, when he'd been placed in a prison on Coruscant. Cad Bane had given him his way out of there, and he'd left with more skills acquired from other bounty hunters. He was noticing the glances his way for his armor. That suited him. Let them stare, and let the children find inspiration in a true warrior. Let the older ones see and whisper stories of the past. He was here for his own reasons. But simply existing, being true to his father's image and honor and creed, was a lesson to those whose blood had mingled with Mandalore's for so long. There was something in coming here, and finally seeing this place, that was true to the fire that burned inside of him. He had not forgotten his vow to his father's spirit. He would find justice even yet by hunting those relics of the Republic. The bounties ran high, and he could even double his profit with some now that he had made loose terms with Jabba de Sillajictior. That one hated Jedi, too. He had no care for keeping trophies like Otta had done. The lightsabers would be turned over to his contact inside the Empire, or to Jabba, as proof of the bounty completion. Now, coming here was actually in keeping with that vow. Coming here was refreshing himself in the spirit of who his father had been. There was a guild of lawmen here, a lifestyle that would offer Boba a chance to understand the culture he had come from more clearly. The journeyman protectors were something of a legend on the rim, and might offer skills that Boba had yet to pick up. A short contract among them would let him decide that, and give him access to more of the clues left in Jango's Book of Knowledge. Jango Fett's father had been one, after all. Boba had found that in the more biographical portion of the instruction guide. He could not see himself ever leaving the Prophet of Bounties, the challenge of the hunt. Not for good. But he would explore this brand of justice for a time, and see how it shaped him. I wondered if his father would have seen it as useful or not. Just before he walked into the local political offices to see about his chances. The end. Reader's notes.
I love it! I love it so much!
Okay, so like the first time I was reading through this, it was anon because of the challenge. And one of the things that really stood out to me was the way that, now I know it's Marefully, but that the author has crafted Conquered Dawn to be sort of this combination of like exoplanet, but also New Zealand? Because Temuera Morrison is from New Zealand, so you've got, like, the eucalyptus trees and, like, the particular sandy dirt and, like, atmospheric weather. Like, or at least it just felt to me very, like, this is Boba. Like, tying in the New Zealand and the Maori of Temuera Morrison with who Jango Fett was and acknowledging that part of the character. Also, can we talk about how I am disgruntled with new canon? Because Legendsverse has Jango Fett as being the last Mandalore of the true Mandalorians before everybody got, you know, murdered at the Battle of Galadron and all of that. And it's just like, he was born on Conquered Dawn, he had a sister named Arla, he had parents, he would have been a farmer if not for the Death Watch. And also, like, you know, enslaved and shit like that. New canon, as according to the Star Wars Character Encyclopedia, updated and expanded for 2019, says, despite having no affiliation with Mandalore, Jango Fett wears the armored uniform that helped make the Mandalorians a dreaded name. This is full of lies. I do not accept new canon, and I will fight anyone who does. Jango Fett is the last Mandalorian. Well, last Mandalore of Mandalorian culture, and Boba Fett, it deserves that legacy. None of this bullshit about how he's not really a Mandalorian. Mandalorians can be... I am disgruntled with new canon, and I appreciate how much Murphily pulled, like, from the version of Jango and Boba that I love and know and love. And I just... I'm really glad that I can help inspire this story to be existing, because it gives me joy and feelings. Just, like, the combination of finding my heritage and using that to fuel my own, like, drive, and Boba finding who he is outside of his dad by shaping that in relation to the thing that shaped his dad, because he's technically a clone. Like, I just, there's so many feelings. Thank you, Murphily, for writing this, because it just punched me in the heart a lot, and I loved it. And thank you, listener. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.